The story with the Hazon Ish, that a person came over to him and he said, "Rabbi, where was God in the Holocaust?" He said, "You have a valid question, but before I answer you, maybe, you know, I'm working on a Tosafot over here in the Gemara. It's a very hard Tosafot. Let's work on it together." And if you don't know what Tosafot is, every page of Gemara, usually every page of Gemara, on one side is Rashi and one side is Tosafot. Tosafot are usually the grandsons or the rabbis that come after Rashi. They quote sometimes Rashi and they either ask on him or they have their own commentary. But sometimes you have a Tosafot that could be two lines and you can work on it for months. Because Tosafot sometimes, believe it or not, is harder than the Gemara itself. So the rabbi tells him, "There's a very hard Tosafot I'm working on. Would you like, maybe we can work on it together and then I answer your question?" He says, "Okay, no problem." They worked on it for 3 hours. And after 3 hours, the person says, "I give up. I don't understand it. I don't get..." Hey. Don't distract me, Rabbi. I came to ask you where God was in the Holocaust. Why are you distracting me with your Tosafot?" So the Hazon Ish, beautiful answer. The Hazon Ish looks at him and he says, "If a two-liner Tosafot you don't understand, you're going to understand the ways of God?" And that's a safek we have in our life. Where we must know it all. We must get all the answers. If anything doesn't work our way, right away we throw it on God. The first question we have when anything goes wrong is, "Why are you doing this to me, God?" Instead of asking ourselves, "What did we do wrong to anger God?" You see how we have to change our perspective? Instead of asking ourselves, "What did we do wrong to anger God?" we right away throw it on Him. Where was God in the Holocaust? Where was God in the Inquisition? Where was God on October 7th? Where was God is? Where is God in my life? Why am I having problems? But really, it's not our fault. Really, that's the Amalek in our life. That's the Ga'avah. That's the Safek in our life.